Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance, including the body of work that Ivan Meisner has given us over the years as a great member of our Brain Trust now for 13 years. He's been a member of our, almost 13 years, as a member of our Brain Trust. Ivan, as you know, is the founder and the chairman of BNI Business Network International, the author of many books, including the one he co-authored with Hazel Walker and Frank DeRaffle. And the book is called Business Networking and Sex, but it's all about the genders, folks. That's the reference. It's all about the difference between men and women as they do networking. And in the previous segment, Ivan, you were talking about the X factor and how men and women sometimes, you know, I presume that women are going to be a certain way because of the 2% who's like that. Women think I'm going to be a certain way because of the 2% that men are like, you know, what they're thinking. And it's unfortunate, isn't it?
It is unfortunate because a very small percentage of one gender can really impact the discussion or drive the discussion about the other 98% of the gender. And we saw that very clearly. And I want to remind everyone who's listening, this book is not just based on my opinions or mm-hmm. Frank's or Hazel's. This is based on a survey of 12,000 people. And the data is what the data is. And when it came to the objective data, the men and women were much closer than what we expected. But when it came to the subjective data, wow. Men and women were, you know, in two different galaxies.
But even though you have your X principle, which does all the things we just said, there definitely are differences.
Talk to us about the
differences, especially with the way men learn and the way women learn.
Yeah, this one really surprised us. We asked a question in there about how have you developed your networking skills, and we said select as many of these as you would like, you know, as how you developed your networking skills. And we listed things like reading books or articles, taking seminars, being mentored, participating in networking groups, and then working on my own. And when it came to virtually each one of those, starting with reading books or articles, women scored higher than men.
Hmm.
When we asked, do you take seminars or classes? Women scored higher than men. Women were taking classes and seminars more than men.
Right.
When we asked, were you being mentored by someone? Women scored higher than men.
Right.
When we said, did you learn how to network through networking groups? Women scored higher than men.
Yep.
The only category where men scored higher than women was, wait for it, working on my own. That was it.
So I don't have to stop and ask directions. I figure this out. I don't need a map. I'll figure this out.
You're absolutely right. And as stereotypical as that sounds, the hard data really showed that there's some truth to that old stereotype. And I'm not going to stop for direction.
Well, and see, Ivan, when I talk to women experts, I have a lot of ladies who are in my Brain Trust who are women business experts. And their sole purpose in life, their sole professional reason for being is to help women improve their lot in the marketplace. And they all agree with me when I say if I could give women anything, I would give them more self-confidence. And if I could give men anything, I would help them to understand that they probably shouldn't be as confident as they are.
I think this clearly shows that men tend to be a little more overly confident, and they're not doing the materials, reading and taking seminars necessary to improve their skill.
But in the marketplace, sometimes having that chutzpah, having that confidence, actually is better than being over-prepared. Sometimes it works.
Yeah, but that would be the exception, I think, not the rule.
It might, but it is something that happens. And but it's interesting that sometimes though, and let's not call it being foolhardy. What men do being foolhardy, but I do think that men are more likely to make a decision, and the women experts agree with me on this, men are more likely to make a decision when they don't have enough information because a decision has to be made. And ladies really worry about if they don't have enough information. And your research, I think, shows that.
It would probably support that. We didn't ask that question specifically, but one of the things that we really got from particularly the answers was that men were much more linear thinkers, that they would go from point A to point B very quickly, and that women would take a more a roundabout way to get into where they wanted to get. That it wasn't a straight road; it was more of a winding road.
We still got a minute or so in this segment, but I want you to set up the next segment for how we can network with each other. Me with the lady, ladies with me, back, you know, men and women together. How can we get the most out of each other in a networking scenario? Give us a little hint on how that would work out, based on what you now know about the difference between men and women.
Well, one of the things that we talked about in the book that you and I have talked about a lot on air is the VCP process, visibility, credibility, profitability. Mm-hmm. And where you have to go from visibility to credibility, from credibility to profitability. It's a chronological process. And we had a theory going into this that played out correctly, and that was that women would have a tendency to go from visibility and get caught up in credibility and not ask for the sale. Mm-hmm. They'd be more likely to do that than men. Mm-hmm. And it played out that way. We also thought that men would be more likely than women to go from visibility right to profitability. Hi, my name's Ivan. Let's do business.
How do you like me so far?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it panned out exactly like that. Mm-hmm. That women did, in fact, get caught up in credibility, and women did have a tendency, and men had a tendency to go straight to profitability.
Exactly.
Neither of which are good.
That's exactly right. And so we all got to work on some stuff. We're going to talk about this more, folks, with our good friend Ivan Meisner. The new book just out right now: Business Networking and Sex. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. 'Cause this land's the place I love,
and here. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.